It's Site Matters. Welcome to our studios up at Corring Court in the top end of Onchan. Site Matters matters focusing on a local author, Rob Cowley, who's written some fascinating books for children. He joins me in our studios. Welcome, first of all, Rob.
Thank you very much, Bob.
As far as writing is concerned, was this a career change for you?
No, this happened totally by accident as I retired from being a deputy head of St. Ninian's High School and, to be honest, a dyslexic math teacher. This came as a total surprise to me that I was able to write books.
But when did the idea come to think, you know, I don't want to do gardening now. I think I'll write a book.
It came from being granddad because I picked up my grandson, Ryan, from school. And as all good granddads do, we sat down and he got quite his reading took off when he was about 6 to 7. And he was a bit bored with the books in school. So our granddad said, let's write a story together. And that got out of hand and came out to be 12,000 words. And that should have been the end of it, Bob. But my wife got hold of it and gave it to a friend of hers whose daughter is autistic and loves to read and loves to draw. And she produced amazing pictures for the book. And so we made it and sold it and raised £1,000 for Autism in Man. And that's how it all started.
So how many books are we into a series now?
Well, that should again have been the end of my literary sort of campaign. But then COVID came and my granddaughter from the UK couldn't come to the island and couldn't play at the fairy tree in a garden. So I wrote a story about my wife taking a fairy over to cheer her up. And that was called Pink and raised £1,000 for Breast Cancer Now. Then I had to admit I was enjoying myself. And from there, there are now 6 in the coloured series. So we have Pink followed by Red. And I like to have a moral in each story. So Red's all about finding your own voice in the world. Then Blue came along, which is about respecting your elders. And then Yellow came across as for talking about the importance of friendship. And then Green was for Sight Matters. It's about a short-sighted dinosaur called Donk. It's all about kindness, because there's a lovely phrase here that says kindness is a language that the deaf can hear and the blind can see. And that inspired the whole story for me. And then the last one is all about courage, about a Manx mouse called Harvey, who's got no tail. That's why he's a Manx mouse.
Oh, poor Harvey.
Poor Harvey.
Do you have to worry, I don't know, concern about writing down to children?
No, actually, I probably write up to them because I'm not an author. I never have claimed to be an author. I just write the stories that seem to occur to me. In usually about 2 o'clock in the morning when I can't sleep, I'll have this idea for her. And I like this idea of that magical 10 minutes before they go to sleep and how they're just like sponges. So if you can sew a nice moralistic message into there about kindness or courage, you never know, it might just stick for the future.
Do you have a regime of writing? You just said at 2 o'clock in the morning you sometimes write. Do you write during the day or is it an evening occupation?
It tends to be an idea. Once I have an idea, I have to sit and write it until it's finished.
An itch that's got to be scratched.
Exactly right. And I've even had sort of that sort of writer's block at one point, which I was very proud of because I'm not a writer. But it's just how the story unfolds. I don't know where it's going when I start writing.
Thank you on behalf of the charities that you mentioned that you've supported. Where can people get hold of these books?
They'll sometimes find me sitting in Tesco with a big pile of them that they can buy straight from me. But otherwise, the Mostly Manx shop in Douglas, the book company in Douglas, the Manx Museum shops have them. And Bridge Books North and South have them as well.
Site Matters have benefited from the sales of some of these books. Rob Cowley has been my guest, and it's time now to return back to the studios.